queue up the kind of which Sunday's greatest hits. Jane Day for breakfast, 5:46, 25 degrees, Brampton Island this morning.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Every Monday we do it. Dave gives us his self-proclaimed and self-named trivia king, in inverted commas.
Yeah.
Gives us some trivia bits on a Monday morning. Most of the time we already know that information.
Well, did you know about the CWA branch here in Mackay? In Australia...
They make good cookies, I know that.
Oh, do they ever. And they get dirty on you if you make better relish and chutney than they do.
And scones. Do you want to talk about the scones, Dave?
No, let's move on from the scones. The CWA branch here in Mackay at one
Why
stage...
Why do you want to move on from the scones, though?
Because I beat them in the competition at the show in Serena. The Mackay had the largest CWA branch in Australia at one stage. In 1949 it was.
Yeah, right.
So, well done to the ladies of the CWA in Mackay. Next year, by the way, the QCWA celebrates 100 years old.
It's a lot of scones. Something to be proud Listen of, that's for
but
sure.
Did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Safe to say a lot of us probably didn't know that one. Next.
What about this one? Science says there's always room for dessert. I know you're going to love this one.
I have heard this before. Your brain tells you you can fit in a tiny bit more.
Well, I've gone a little bit further.
And there's a dessert stomach, I believe, too.
It's your big toe. That's what it is, yeah. No, apparently, this only came out earlier this month. A study was released that explains it all in a nutshell. There's two hormones at play, okay? Ghrelin and leptin. Now, ghrelin says to your brain, you're hungry and you got to eat. Leptin says you're full, wrap it all up. But when the brain is faced with that dessert menu, the two hormones look at each other and go,
I've always liked those hormones.
Listen to this. Did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't
know that. That's cool.
I'll always eat dessert first if I can.
Oh, I think a lot of people like that. I'll finish off with this one. Aussie researchers have found out that flowers like Viagra.
What do you mean?
Well, if you mix Viagra in with their water in the vase, they stand up straight for at least a week longer than normal. And this is not a joke.
Get out.
This is not a joke.
How do we put that to the test?
Well, Viagra is expensive, so you can pay for it to put it to the test.
I was just going
to
say, just use some from your bathroom drawer.
Listen to this. Did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
I mean, I'm assuming.
I can teach you.
I'm assuming.
I'm not a horticulturist.
What if
that's true?
What if you fed some of that to the smelly orchid at the orchid house here in Mackay? Like, that orchid would stay, because you know it only lasts for 24 hours.
That's true, but that stench, you
don't want a 48 hour. You could actually have that. That smelly orchid could be stiff for 48 hours. Because that's what happens with it. It blooms and it droops. That's what happens.
Yeah, just like fire.
Enough. All right, 10 to 6, Joe and Dave for breakfast. This year.